When you think of the ocean's animal kingdom, what kind of creatures do you think of? I have a strong feeling that seahorses are near the top of that list. However, even though they are on many people's lists, would you believe that these cute and iconic animals are not only uncommon, but are also endangered? Seahorse numbers in the wild have been greatly reduced in recent years. Protecting these cute and small animals has become a subject of interest for conservationists. Today we'll be speaking with a friend of mine who had a chance to talk with Dr. Xiong Zheng, a zoology PhD student here at UBC. He has had his recent research mapping seahorse locations in China implemented in marine protection plans. Hello, Ada.
Hi.
What is Dr. Zheng's background when it comes to marine animals?
He is a member of Project Seahorse, which is an organization focusing on protecting seahorses population around the world.
So why is there a whole program dedicated to seahorses?
According to Dr. Zheng, since seahorses require things to grasp onto, they are commonly found in places that have a complex seafloor, like mangroves and coral reefs, which are some of the rarest and the most sensitive habitats suitable for many marine mammals. This quality makes them a great indicators in locating these type of habitats.
Since they are great indicators, they must be really easy to find.
Not really. They're actually really rare to see. Since they're very small and they're able to camouflage, and they're not the main prey for many other marine animals, and also they're found in areas that are not easily accessible by researchers.
So what exactly makes them significant for the big picture in marine conservation then?
I asked Dr. John the same question, and he addressed it from two perspectives. First, any loss of a species is a damage to the entire food chain. Even though seahorses are very small, losing them can potentially cause the local ecosystem to crash. And this is alarming because their habitats are rare and very unique. Also, since seahorses are an indicator species, if we lose a significant amount of seahorses, other species in the same habitats will be threatened since they share the similar traits. Therefore, protecting species such as seahorses can lead to better conservation for many sea creatures.
Then how does Dr. Zheng's study improve the current conservation of seahorses?
Since there is a lack of knowledge of seahorses, scientists currently don't have much data on their locations. Without knowing where they're to find seahorses, it is really difficult to outline a conservation zone. Dr. Zheng's study creates a high-resolution map that predicts seahorses' abundance, which is very helpful for conservation plannings and future studies.
Did he indicate to you what could cause a decrease in seahorse populations?
There are several possible reasons, but there are two main ones. The first being destructive fishing method, which can completely destroy the habit of seahorse. And the second one is overfishing of seahorse for its use in traditional Chinese medicine.
How will his maps be put to use for conservation efforts in the future then?
Dr. Zheng explained that with the map he created, conservation areas can be set up. In order to avoid destructive fishing in these regions and thereby protecting wild seahorse populations.
What about overfishing? Is there a way to prevent this?
For overfishing, I asked him if the pressure in the seahorse market can be resolved through farming. Dr. Zheng said farming seahorse is simply not sustainable today because they are vulnerable to devastating diseases, which sometimes can destroy the entire farm overnight. He also indicated that farms might actually make things worse because when they are destroyed by diseases, in order to satisfy the market farm level of demand, fishermen are forced to catch wild seahorses, putting heavy pressure on the wild population.
Seahorses seem to be very interesting and important marine animals. What should we be looking out for in terms of conservation in the future?
Well, as for today, even though some seahorse habitats are beginning to be included in conservation plans, there are not specific targets for this protection. However, with future mapping works and increasing awareness due to its commercial value, this can lead to better conservation efforts for these cute and iconic animals.